I'm Dan Klufstad. The University of Illinois System president is confident students will return to the three campuses in Urbana, Springfield, and Chicago this fall. Tim Killeen made his comments on the 21st show. He expects classes to resume with some extra protective measures.
I'm confident they will return in the fall semester, that we have all of the appropriate, at the time appropriate, protocols in place to make sure that sufficient social distancing is in place.
Meanwhile, other universities across the country are considering whether to hold in-person classes in the fall. Killeen said Illinois' current stay-at-home order should remain in effect until there's no danger that the state's hospitals may become overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. He said U of I staff at hospitals and in laboratories across the state are working on clinical trials related to COVID-19, in addition to advising state leaders and producing personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. Meanwhile, if you're tired of television or need a break from Netflix, there's a Nest Cam you can watch. Connie Kuntz has more.
Louise and Lil Cool are a breeding pair of peregrine falcons who currently reside on top of the Rockford Register Star News Tower. Louise laid 4 eggs there. Sinisippi Audubon Society President Jennifer Carota says thanks to a Nest Cam, the public can watch the birds at any time.
So it's a perfect opportunity to kind of see the outdoor world and what's going on the webcam. And now it is pretty active because you're always going to see a bird when you tune into the camera because somebody is incubating the eggs. You'll see brief exchanges. So mostly Louise is the one sitting on the nest incubating. Lil Cool will bring her food. And when he does that, she'll get up and take a break and he will incubate the eggs.
The eggs are expected to hatch the week of May 18. I'm Connie Kuntz.
Illinois families that rely on school meals to feed their children are seeing additional benefits this week. The federal government is allocating $112 million to the state to provide more than 300,000 households with the resources to feed their children while schools are closed. Last year, more than 1 million Illinois children were eligible for free or reduced price lunches. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As the cases of Southern Illinois, of COVID-19 in Southern Illinois continue to rise, Jefferson County, the health department there has reported 38 new cases at a single long-term care facility. That brings their total to 75 cases in Jefferson County. You can follow along with the other counties in Southern Illinois as the cases rise on our website. House Republicans are outlining what they would like to see happen to start reopen Illinois. Several representatives met to discuss their plans on how they think the state should move forward during the pandemic. Representative Dave Severn of Benton says state parks should open back up.
Campsites are a great place to do social distancing because they're remote. Hiking trails, they're remote. Horse and ATV trails, they're definitely a remote. So there's activities that can be enjoyed by Illinoisans while maintaining the social distancing.
Other suggested businesses include hair salons, barbers, dog groomers, and clothing retailers open if proper safety precautions are taken. And with the pandemic canceling in-class learning for the remainder of the academic year in Illinois, schools are thinking of ways to celebrate their students who miss proms and graduations. Cobden High School has announced it has rescheduled prom for Saturday, July 11th, and its commencement ceremony for the following Saturday, July 18th. These dates, of course, are contingent on the lifting of social distancing restrictions. Although prom is canceled in Anna Jonesboro, at their high school, they're hanging on to the possibility of holding graduation for the class of 2020 on its original date of May 16th. The Board of Education said it will make its final decision soon and let the campus community know.